Well, an event happening tonight and a project we want to talk to you about. Thrive Umpqua and the Oregon Department of Transportation inviting the community to a dinner and conversation on the future of Diamond Lake Boulevard tonight. Tom Guevara in from ODOT. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good on a Monday. So talk about what's going on with the meeting tonight.
Well, tonight there's a social event. It's sponsored by Thrive Umpqua, and we ODOT has been invited to present the status update on the Oregon 138 Design Concept Plan, which looks at bike and ped improvements on Oregon 38 Diamond Lake Boulevard from Stevens to Sunshine Road.
Now, you guys have been working on this for a while, and this is really one of those kind of big, long-range plans, right?
Correct. This is a project we've been working on for a couple years. We're hoping to wrap it up, I think, by January to get it adopted. And once it's adopted, all those projects become eligible for funding.
And, of course, all of this, if everything goes through, all these changes are going to be kind of coming in waves, not one big project all at once.
Correct. Ideally, it'll be incremental projects. We'll have some short-term easy fixes, low-hanging fruit projects. Then the bigger projects would, as we get funding available.
Now, talk about some of the challenges of this Diamond Lake Boulevard area.
So the main challenge is in the urban area between Rifle Range and Stevens. We have a number of existing buildings that are built to the lot line. So widening the highway was not an option to put bike lanes and pedestrian improvements in, especially that part right across from the library. I don't know, that building, the yellow building, it only has like a 2 or 3 foot sidewalk. And we also had a number of utility poles that are in the middle of the sidewalk that block people from walking and biking. And there's no bike lanes. So the challenges was, how do we provide safe bike and ped facilities without widening the highway? And I think we have a solution that works. Basically, what we're going to be looking at is rebuilding sidewalks, relocating utility poles, and then bike facilities will be provided on the local street system. So we'll direct traffic to the local street system, and then it would tie back into highway when Diamond Lake Boulevard, just east of Rifle Range Road.
Well, I know it's a challenging area. It happens to be right by our building here, and going down that area, and some of these buildings, of course, were built when that highway was a two-lane road, and probably not a very wide two-lane road. And so decades later, it's a bit of a struggle.
Yes. So the challenge is, we have high volumes on Diamond Lake Boulevard, so we have to maintain the four lanes. So reducing the lanes wasn't an option. It wasn't supported. So then we were just left to, how do we maintain four lanes with the center turn lane, so it's a five-lane structure, then add at least pedestrian facilities, minimum 6 feet wide to meet the standard.
Now, how far out Diamond Lake Boulevard does this kind of master plan go?
From Stevens Street all the way to Sunshine Road. So there'll be connectivity where you'll be able to walk or bike and navigate the bike and ped system from Stevens to Sunshine Road.
And that would be a big improvement, a big change for that section of town.
Yes, it's not only providing safe facilities, it's also looking at future pedestrian crossings. There's two future traffic signal locations, one at Fulton, one at Pomona Street. And then there's going to be a separated multi-use path from Rifle Range out to Sunshine Road.
So the meeting tonight, people can find out more about this project. And you've got a project website people can look at too, right?
Yes, there is a ODOT webpage for the Oregon 138 Diamond Design Concept Plan. There will be some handouts tonight. There will be some display boards. There will be free pizza. So I would invite anyone that wants free pizza to come out to Abby's on Diamond Lake Boulevard. I think at 5:30 it starts. And then basically it's an informal discussion where we're going to be this is not an ODOT-sponsored event. This is sponsored by Thrive Umpqua, where ODOT is a guest speaker. So it's an informal discussion. We're going to give a status update of, this is where we're at today. sort of go over the concept, and then just have a discussion with the public. What is it that they like? What is it they don't like? Maybe help answer some questions of why we are taking this approach. And then ThriveUMPO is going to consolidate those comments and give them to ODOT. We'll roll that into our considerations. And then we're going to roll out a draft plan in September for public review and comment.
And people planning to attend tonight, looks like it would be best if they RSVP. We've got a link to do that up at 541radio.com. Also, Thrive Umpqua has got that. Anything else people ought to know about this?
No, this is a good event. What we're trying to do is get the word out, not only to the business owners, property owners. I would really encourage business owners and property owners that have businesses along that corridor to attend and participate to make sure that none of the things we're doing is going to significantly affect their properties, but also the community. Anybody that walks, bikes on this corridor, they're invited to provide their input. This is one of those projects that we want to get all the public involved. Anybody that uses bike and ped facilities is encouraged to attend.
All right, Tom Guevara from the Oregon Department of Transportation, thanks for coming in.
All right, thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.